Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. What's happening? 6:34, Brock Hunter.
Oh, great day.
Great day.
Great day.
Great day. I don't know what that is. So stupid. So dumb. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, it's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Nailed it. God, we're so good at that. Well, sadly, Stevie Ray Vaughan left us 30 years ago today, August 27th, 1990, when the helicopter he was riding in went down during takeoff. That was after a show at Alpine Valley Music Theater in East Troy, Wisconsin. A great amphitheater, by the way. Really, really great shows that have been there. He opened for Eric Clapton that night, and three members of Clapton's entourage were also killed in the crash when the chopper hit a ski mountain on its way to Chicago. Vaughan was just 35 years old. Vaughan had come through a lot and was probably in the best place he'd been in ages at the time of passing. In an interview the year before, he addressed his recovery for drugs and alcohol and the abuse that he had. Vaughan was laid to rest on August 31st, 1990 at Laurel Land Cemetery in Dallas, Texas. Among those who attended were ZZ Top, Stevie Wonder, Bonnie Ray, and Buddy Guy. His tombstone reads, "Thank you for all the love that you passed our way." It was crazy. During his really bad times, he was drinking, he was drinking a fifth of whiskey and like 7 grams of Coke a day. Like, it was insane. The amount. And so, actually, during that interview, like I mentioned, he talked about his recovery from drugs and alcohol.
I'm really glad that through all of this, I had an outlet like music. I didn't know it for a long time, but it was the only way I knew how to express myself. It was the only place that I knew how to control my emotions. It's probably what kept me alive through a lot of the things that I went through before finding a way to deal with all these emotions and feelings. And it also kept me looking for a better way out than slowly but surely killing myself with the drugs and the drinking the way I was doing it.
Stevie also talked about what he liked most about his career.
That I get to do the kind of music that I really like. Never really had to go and play what I didn't like. When I was in a situation like that, I was able to grab inspiration from people who had done what they really wanted to do before me and take that inspiration and go, if they can do it, I can do it.
In that same interview, Stevie Ray Vaughan talked about what he wanted to be known for.
Well, I hope that it comes through that I care enough to grow and to give it back.
And lastly, prophetically, if you will, he spoke about the role that destiny plays in his life.
We can't control the destiny of everything that will happen. We can't control each other, though we think we can sometimes, but we can control our attitudes and how we react and act towards our own lives and each other.
He really was one of the best guitar players, and 35 obviously is too young. That's your age, Hunter. So if you think about that, you know, we were given a lot of great stuff from him. I'll never forget the in my early years of learning how to play guitar and learning about all these great guitarists and everything like that, watching Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I think it was a Grand Ole Opry show, but literally in the middle of playing, he snaps a guitar string, and without skipping a beat, keeps playing. His roadie comes over, restrings the guitar, gets it tuned up close enough. He finishes tuning while playing. It's insane. Yeah. Dude, the guy was a guitar god in my mind. So,
that's pretty crazy, man. That was a good rock news there.
Good.
Man.
I'm glad you liked it.
It started a little depressing, just like sports this morning. But, hey, we're good.
Well, good. Good. And like you said, we always got his music. So there you go. All right, that's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1953, Rush great guitarist Alex Lifeson was born in Fernie, British Columbia. Obviously, Rush is fantastic. We just heard Rush, Tom Sawyer, three-piece band. You wouldn't expect a band that makes that much noise to only be three guys, but it's three guys. And they kick so much ass. It's
insane. Jam it, man. They God. Jam out. Love it.
So there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.